Roald Dahl, an early 20th century poet of Norwegian descent, illustrates the psychological exploitation from watching television as kids. I added a contemporary version to Roald Dahl's television as we have reached the technology boom after the invention of the tube. Enjoy the extension and enthusiasm of the poem, as many of us will be very familiar with these technological devices. The most important thing we've learned, so far as children are concerned, is never, never, never let them near your television set. Or better still, just don't install the idiotic thing at all. In almost every house we've been, we've watched them gaping at the screen. They loll and slop and lounge about and stare until their eyes pop out. Last week in someone's place, we saw a dozen eyeballs on the floor. They sit and stare and stare and sit until they're hypnotized by it, until they're absolutely drunk with all that shocking, ghastly junk. Oh yes, we know it keeps them still. They don't climb out the windowsill. They never fight or kick or punch. They leave you free to cook the lunch and wash the dishes in the sink. But did you ever stop to think, to wonder just exactly what this does to your beloved tot? It rots the sense in the head. It kills imagination dead. It clogs and clutters up the mind. It makes a child so dull and blind. He can no longer understand a fantasy, a fairyland. His brain becomes as soft as cheese. His powers of thinking rust and freeze. He cannot think, he only sees. All right, you'll cry. All right, you'll say. But if we take the set away, what shall we do to entertain our darling children? Please explain. We'll answer this by asking you, what use the darling ones to do? How use they keep themselves contented before this monster was invented? Have you forgotten, don't you know? We'll say it very loud and slow. They used to read. They'd read and read and read and read and then proceed to read some more. Great Scott, gadzooks! One half their lives were reading books. The nursery shelves held books galore. Books cluttered up the nursery floor. And in the bedroom, by the bed, more books were waiting to be read. Such wondrous, fine, fantastic tales of dragons, gypsies, queens, and whales, and treasure isles and distant shores, where smugglers rowed with muffled oars, and pirates wearing purple pants, and sailing ships and elephants, and cannibals crouching round the pot, stirring away at something hot. It smells so good. What can it be? Good gracious, it's Penelope! The younger ones had Beatrix Potter, with Mr. Todd the Dirty Rotter, and Squirrel Nutkin, Pigling Bland, and Miss Tiggy Winkle, and just how the camel got his hump, and how the monkey lost his rump, and Mr. Toad, and bless my soul, this Mr. Rate and Mr. Mole. Oh, books, what books they used to know, those children living long ago. So please, oh please, we beg, we pray, go throw your TV set away. But in its place you can install a lovely bookshelf on the wall. Then fill the shelves with lots of books, ignoring all the dirty looks, the screams and yells, the bites and kicks, and children hitting you with sticks. Fear not, because we promise you that in about a week or two of having nothing else to do, they'll now begin to feel the need of having something to read. And once they start, oh boy, oh boy! You watch the slowly growing joy that fills their hearts. They'll grow so keen they'll wonder what they'd ever seen in that ridiculous machine, that nauseating, foul, unclean, repulsive television screen. And later, each and every kid will love you more for what you did. But wait! There's more to this monstrous electronic invention. What better than gadgets to act as imagination prevention? They set the books down again, only to watch something called the internet ravishing their brains. How excited they are, as with this thing, they can even chat to people near and far, quickly find information in oodles on search engines such as Google. Now every kid wonders why we need books to get our minds to mingle. when we can now read everything on a Kindle. Now their excitement is in full bloom, for they can download songs from iTunes. They can now make countless friends on Facebook and play games and share stories to get them hooked. They can also order you around like a prince or princess on the throne by sending you text messages on their iPhone. Oh, we better call the babysitter to get them away from this social networking thing called Twitter. With all of this technology which has extended from television, most children today don't have much to envision, as everything is figured out for them at the drop of a hat. Evidently, they start to notice their pimples and belly fat. As they realize television and technology is making them too lazy, they pick up a ball and beg to play with you like crazy.